For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Because kind of bizarre world are we in, Gator, where it is draft week and we haven't talked about the draft 3 hours into the Monday show on draft week. It is a bizarre world indeed, but the Pistons getting our attention right out of the gate. The Tigers, a first place team. It's been times have been good. Things have been good. And it's fun to talk about those teams, and certainly a huge game tonight for the Detroit Pistons, who might be on the marquee tomorrow. The other thing about the Pistons is that Thursday night, you and I are hosting the Twitch cast of the draft. In the past, okay, we have gotten that job, and we'll be cycling through other hosts here from 97.1 The Ticket, but you and I will be a constant throughout. I don't know how this happens, but every single time we have done it, I've put together a show sheet and mapped out topics that we're going to talk about, and I've never once needed it. Never once needed it. We just get going and we just start watching the draft, and it's fun.
It is fun. It's a lot of fun. And all of us doing it from our respective homes or wherever we're at, it's fun. It's relaxed. It's a bit of a gathering. I wouldn't say party, but it feels like it's like a gathering, hanging out with friends.
Yeah, I'll have to come up with it. I don't know if it's a gathering. I think it's more than a gathering, but it's less than a party.
Yeah.
So we'll come up with the proper term, but we'll just hang out, watch the draft, comment.
It's kind of like a dinner party.
We will be drinking beer.
Or other things.
Yeah, or other things. I will be drinking beer out of a shoe that I owe the audience after a unsuccessful shoot the boot guarantee during the NFL season. You just never know what's going to happen. There is, in the past, there has been occasional flare-ups of profanity, which isn't a reason to tune in, but the first time it happens, well, it always seems to happen with Valeni. But anyway, we will. But here's the thing about this year. The Pistons are playing at the same time.
Yes.
So we're going to be watching both games at the same time.
With the game in the draft. So are we... Oh, Tigers too, I guess. No, not on Thursday.
Tigers don't play Thursday.
Yeah. So are we starting at 8 o'clock?
I believe we're starting at 8 o'clock.
Okay. Yes. So the Pistons will have a full hour in. We might be close to halftime.
Yep.
Which could be good.
So it's going to be a little bit of a Piston watch party. It is not... There are some restrictions on what we can do with that. You won't be getting a full-on play-by-play, but hopefully you'll be watching the Piston game and the draft, and we're just going to be hanging out doing it.
I'm excited. I can't wait.
Dude, it's always fun.
The draft is great. And, you know, we make such a big deal about the first day of the draft because it's the first round. I love the second day, too.
Yep.
Rounds 2 and 3, those are big.
Yep.
The Lions are always moving throughout the draft, at least under Brad Holmes. They moved in the first round. They moved in the second round. They trade for picks later on. It's just, I can't wait for this. It's going to be great.
Well, here's the other thing, too, is that, you know, we mentioned that sometimes with Valeni, there's profanity. That's a possibility, if not a probability. Here's something that's going to happen for sure. Something awkward will happen with Stoney in his house. Whenever Stoney checks in, and I can't remember, it was last year or 2 years ago where he started to tour the house and his wife got really irritated with him. But
yeah, that was kind of fun.
Yep.
You know, and he gets relegated to like a certain part of the house. Like she's like, no, not there.
Yep.
Over there. Like they're in your closet or whatever, you know?
So anyway, that is Thursday.
Were you going to do it from your house yet? You decided?
What's that? Where?
Yeah, you're going to be in the command center downstairs?
Yeah, I'll be downstairs.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. All set. I've already loaded up on provisions.
You got the beer ready to go?
Yes.
What about snacks?
In the fridge. We'll see. I figure I would be a letdown for the audience if I wasn't on brand. So I will find some snacks, some really good snacks.
Kang will also take part in this?
Yeah, Kang, have they given you a time yet?
I don't think anyone knows a time of anything.
What's up but, to Evan's running the whole show.
Let me know, hey, man, how you will...
It's up to Evan. I'm expecting the hot dog roller to make an appearance.
We'll see. We'll see. Why?
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, you're not going to be eating them. You just want to see it? I can show it to you.
I mean, I feel like you should have a hot dog or two. Maybe the kids have a hot dog. They like hot dogs, right?
They do.
Yeah, they're kids. Kids like hot dogs.
Yep. I like ketchup with their hot dog.
Yeah. Oh, 8 o'clock is probably too late for them to eat dinner, though.
It depends. I mean, if dinner's candy, they'll eat it. It's not too late for that.
Yeah. Love it. There's no like dance recital or anything on Thursday night, is there?
No. We don't talk about dance. All right? Need to know basis, Gator.
Gotcha.
Anyway, okay. We're good to go for Thursday night.
Any special guests that we know of?
No. In fact, I don't think there are any guests other than people here at the station.
Okay.
I mean, huge special guests. You never know who might show up.
Like John Cena?
Like Brad Holmes, maybe mid-draft. Brad, what are you thinking here?
Hang on. I got to go on with Doug and Gator. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Okay. So The Athletic did one of my favorite things that is done, and that is, and I think it was Bruce Feldman, talked to NFL scouts, coaches, people in player personnel, and got like all kinds of intel on a lot of draftable prospects. And so these are kind of off the record guys, you know, giving them the raw scouting reports from inside NFL buildings. Now you can take it for what it's worth, whether you choose to believe it or not. I choose to find it entertaining and interesting as hell. But Scott Anderson, are there any particular draftable prospects that you are interested in hearing what NFL people are saying unplugged about said prospects?
100%.
All right, great.
First of all, I'm going to go with a guy that I'm starting to warm up to that a week ago, I was not warm on him.
Okay.
But I've started to, the more research I'm doing, the deeper the dive, Doug, the more I like the player.
Yep.
And that is Shamar Stewart, the edge rusher from Texas A&M. Very unproductive at Texas A&M in terms of sacks. I think he had 4.5 sacks total in the 3 years that he played college football. But he is a specimen. He has the incredible RAS score. And he's big, 6'5", 267, incredibly athletic, and seems to have the high motor. But what do people say about him?
Okay, there is a lot said about Shamar Stewart. Some of the players, it's a sentence here, a sentence there. I'm going to read the Shamar Stewart scouting report, and again, with the quotes from people on the inside.
All right.
In addition to Abdul Carter and the two Georgia Bulldogs, there are more gifted edge guys. Perhaps the biggest boom or bust guy is Texas A&M's Shamar Stewart. He was the freakiest D lineman in Indianapolis, measuring in at 6'5", 267 and running a 4.5940 with a 40-inch vertical leap and a 10-11 broad jump. Those are remarkable numbers for a guy his size. They're also remarkable when you consider that in 3 seasons at A&M, he never produced more than 1.5 sacks in a season, and he only had a total of 11 TFLs combined in his career. Said D-line coach number 2, quote, "He's an avatar.
Wow.
If he hits, he hits. I don't know why he didn't have more sacks. I think he just plays lost. Everybody thinks they can fix it. This is like taking a receiver who only had 15 catches. He was happy-go-lucky, a little aloof in the meetings, but you could see him walk in, and it's like, holy hell. You could say Rashawn Gary only had 3.5 sacks his last year at Michigan, but Rashawn is an alpha. This kid is very nice. You want to go to Starbucks with him. Said a scouting director of Shamar Stewart. I'd be wary. He's a freak athlete, no question. I just don't know if he's a good football player.
That's the question I have.
Yep. So that's kind of interesting.
All right. Switching a position.
Yep.
How about offensive lineman Gray Zabel, North Dakota State? Projects could be an inside guy at guard, could play center, also has played tackle all over the place.
Not as much on Gray Zabel, but here is what a scouting director said of Gray Zabel. He showed really good technique at the Senior Bowl. I want him to be at center. Is he going to displace people in gap schemes? But I think he can be a solid starter.
Going back to the edge rusher, because I think that's what most Lions fans want them to take. What about Donovan Ezeraku, the edge rusher from Boston College, who had the 16.5 sacks last year?
Okay. Boston College's Donovan Ezeraku went from 2 sacks in 2023 to 16.5 in 2024 with 20 TFLs. He's undersized at 6'2.5, 248, but has 34-inch arms. Some experts see him as one of the safer picks amongst the edge group. Quote, according to D-line coach number 2, you know you're getting a smart player. He's one of about 4 or 5 kids I wouldn't worry about. He's polished, and he can really bend. Guys who can bend and can do it consistently are the ones who are getting sacks in this league. Said D-line coach number 1, he's solid. I don't think he's in the category with Mykel Williams or Mike Green. He'll play with his hair on fire, but talent-wise, I think those guys are better.
I like to play with a hair on fire type guy.
Yep.
And I think if you have that attitude and you're playing opposite Aiden Hutchinson, and maybe you're not asked to play every down, but you come in for passing down, so that could be really nice for him. Ezeraku is one of my favorites in this draft. I like him a lot. Here's another wild card. James Pierce Jr., the edge rusher from Tennessee.
James Pierce Jr.
He had a huge 19% pressure rate, but what do they say about it?
This was one of the more interesting ones. I got to scroll to find it. Because
his draft stock has been anywhere from 15, and I've seen him go as far back as 60 to the Lions in the second round.
Yeah, which
and I'm looking at a mock draft right now that has him going 43rd overall.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll find it here and we'll get to it coming up in a minute. Plus, if you have anybody you want to hear about, send a text over right now at 248-539-9797. Kang, if you have any specific scouting reports you want to hear, these are off the record, unplugged NFL coaches and scouts talking about draftable prospects. A lot of the Lions guys are showing up here. We will get to that coming up, more of this at 118. Hey, Michigan Auto Law, Auto Accident Attorneys. This is the law firm that puts people over everything. They specialize only in auto and truck accidents. Many law firms don't specialize but focus on many different areas of the law. You wouldn't go to a doctor who specializes in all sorts of medicine, so why would you do that with your lawyer? Specialization really, really matters, which is one of the reasons why Michigan Auto Law has the largest auto accident settlement and the largest truck accident settlement of any lawyer or law firm in Michigan ever. It's the law firm that puts people over everything. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com. All right, so you asked for James Pierce.
I did.
Unplugged NFL coaches and scouts off the record. Their thoughts being shared, a story, The Athletic and Bruce Feldman, and a lot of guys that the Lions are looking at. This is really interesting stuff. James Pierce Jr., you asked about before the break. Here's what is written. Another talented edge rusher is Tennessee's James Pierce Jr. At 6'5", 245. He clocked a blistering 4.47. At the combine with a 1.56 10-yard split, Pierce could break into the first round, but coaches I spoke with were concerned about his maturity and his attitude. Quote, That kid is a first-round talent, said D-line coach number two, but the stuff you hear about his maturity scares me, said D-line coach one. We don't even talk about him. How coachable is he?
Wow.
Said linebacker coach number one. He was good in the interview. He knows football and is plenty smart. He's got all the talent.
That's
polarizing.
That's really interesting.
Yep.
I mean, there's multiple sources there saying they question his maturity, which is why he has slid so much. I mean, with those first mock drafts when they came out, this is a guy top 15.
You just wonder if you are that guy or you are that guy's in that guy's network, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would think that there would be more of an acknowledgement of, hey, you got to straighten up your act. You are alienating people and costing yourself money.
But if you don't know that until after your season's done,
yeah,
you really have nothing to do to change people's minds except for in-person meetings. You know, if you're meeting with teams and you're doing just fine with the interview and people come way up, you can, like the last one, he knows football. He's an incredible talent. Okay, yeah. That's great. But what your research told you before is that this guy has maturity issues.
Yep.
So you don't know if he's coachable until you actually get him in front of coaches. It's tough.
All right, Kang, you got any guys you want the off-the-record scouting report on?
All right, I'm going to go with two local guys, so kill two birds with one stone type here. Maybe four birds, two stones.
Okay.
Will Johnson, Josiah Stewart. Those could possibly be lines. I mean, the Will Johnson thing is fascinating to me. I'm seeing in mock drafts him all over the board at this point.
Yep. I think he's a candidate that could drop. How far is how, you know, because just there's not as much tape on him. Here's what they say about Will Johnson. At 6'2", 194, and 30 and 1/8-inch arms, Johnson is bigger of the two, comparing him to Jahdae Brown, sorry. His coaches at Michigan told me he played at 205 last year. The defensive MVP of the national title game two seasons ago, Johnson missed the second half of last season with a foot injury. People in Michigan love how football smart he is and how well he prepares. They say he studies and sees the game like a quarterback. He has the Wolverines record with three pick sixes in a career. Quote, I like him a lot, said DB coach number three. I think he has all the makings of a really good corner. What I see on tape is a guy you never really see a lot of top end burst, but I think it's good enough. What I see on tape is a guy who you never really see a lot of top end burst, but I think it's good enough. He has the technique and game plan. I like his length and intelligence. DB coach number one said he excels as a zone corner. He's got to improve in press. When you watch him in press, he's connected on the routes, but he needs to improve where he can finish at the point of attack and finish the plays. He allows completions, even though he's in good position. If he improves on that, he can be a premier corner. He is very smart, very prepared. When you watch them play Ohio State last year, they rolled the coverage to Will. They clouded him. They played two-man. And the three times he was in single coverage against Marvin Harrison, it was three explosive plays. Interesting. And the other one you said was
Josiah Stewart.
All right, here's what is said about Josiah Stewart. He lacks ideal size and length at 6'1", 249 with under 32-inch arms. Quote, I love that kid, but he's a fit problem with us, said linebacker coach number one. You watch him in the Texas game, and he stones Banks. Kelvin Banks, or tackle. He stones Banks, the giant in the run game. He does a lot of impressive blank out there.
Ooh, oh.
Profanity.
Hey.
He's a good pass rusher, but lacks the length and really worries me. Which I got to tell you, when I saw Josiah Stewart, when I would interview him, I would always, he'd come in and he'd sit down and I'd be like, how is he this good? Because he was a problem off the edge.
Mm-hmm.
But you see guys that are really, really good in college and you meet them and you go, this is a physical specimen, man. And Josiah always looked small to me. And yet he made plays. He made plays.
Made a lot of plays.
Yep.
All right. What about another kind of a freak of nature when it came to the combine? That's Nick Amanawari, the safety from South Carolina.
Okay. The safeties group features the biggest freak athlete in the entire draft.
There you go.
South Carolina's Nick Amanawari said, DB coach number two, I love him. He's super talented. He's got some Derwin James to him. He loves football, still a really raw player. He has a lot of growth to go. Such a big dude, but for his size, he's a good tackler, but he can bend. Usually those guys struggle to tackle. DB coach number one. Imanwari is more of a niche fit where you really have to use him correctly in your scheme. I think he's best in and around the box. He can cover tight ends, but I don't think he's a deep zone defender, like a third level half post safety. He does do a really good job of tackling in space for how big he is. I'm not 100% sure if he can be that third level safety, but if you use him like Cam Chancellor, he's going to be an all pro. I see some Isaiah Simmons in him. He's just got to be used the right way. He's in that Derwin James category. Kyle Hamilton, who can cover slots. Isaiah was a positionless player in college. The NFL is not a very good developmental league. Boy, that's a lot of lofty comparisons.
There is, and I've always thought of him as Isaiah Simmons as well, because same MO coming out of college. Didn't know where do you play this guy? Is he a linebacker? Is he a safety? Can he play corner? What do you do with him?
Yep.
You just find a spot for him because he's so talented and he's so athletic. He did not allow a touchdown in 392 coverage snaps last season.
Man.
I mean, there's a lot that's impressive with him, and I don't think he makes it to the Lions at 28. But if he does, I mean, you'd have to at least think, do we or do we not? And what can you make him into? And, you know, with a new defensive coordinator here, you know, what's his opinion? I'd love to know what his opinion is. All right, one more guy I want to ask about, and that's edge rusher from Ohio State, JT Tuimoloau. And I say that because if the Lions go a different direction with the first round, if they take an offensive lineman or if they take a Kenneth Grant or a Derek Harmon, I think we all like to see an edge rusher in one of the first two picks. So JT Tuimoloau, Ohio State at 60.
So the question, when the topic comes up, the quotes are about both Tuimoloau and Jack Sawyer. Ohio State's bookend edge guys, Sawyer and Tuimoloau. This is from linebacker coach number one. JTT is longer and seems like a more fluid athlete. I think he's more talented, but Sawyer does have some good awareness, and he has this uncanny knack for knowing when he wasn't winning in the rush to get his hands up at just the right time and knock the ball down. So it wasn't much there, but that's what they had to say. So there you go. That was interesting stuff.
What about your guy, Tyler Booker? The offensive guard from Alabama.
All right. We'll make this our last one. I hope this is interesting to people because we put a lot of time into it.
Well, these are names that we are all kicking around and like to hear the thoughts.
Yeah. Tyler Booker is seen one of the most surest pick amongst the top offensive linemen. Said offensive coordinator number one. He's strictly a guard, but he's a really good player. He's still really young, just turned 21. Really good kid, and he's a leader. Said a national scout. He's more of a gap scheme downhill guy. He's not a great fit for outside zone or other stuff. So, there you go.
Allowed one sack across 970 pass blocking snaps in college.
Well, one is that's a small number.
It's the loneliest number.
Yes. All right. We've talked about the Dylan Larkin quote. We will play it for you. And what he had to say about what didn't happen at the trade deadline. That coming up today at 1:35 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Well, spring is here and there's no better time to make a move than right now at Sarah's Chevrolet Southfield. The weather's warming up, the days are getting longer, and it's the perfect time to take advantage of some incredible offers that are really hard to beat. Right now, you can lease a 2025 Equinox EV for only $159 a month. That's right, just $159 a month. Plus, if you're looking for something with a little more power, you can drive off in a 2025 Silverado for just $298 a month. Now, here's the best part. Both offers come with only $999 down, and that includes taxes and fees. Yep, you heard that right. There's no hidden surprises. So whether you need a sleek new SUV or a powerful truck, Sarah Chevrolet Southfield has the perfect vehicle waiting for you. But you got to act fast because these deals are not going to last long, so why wait? Head on over to Sarah Chevrolet Southfield today and take a test drive. And you're going to see for yourself why they're known for making car buying a stress-free experience. Spring into action today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Miss out on these fantastic deals. Sarah Chevrolet Southfield. Together, let's drive.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Yep, draft coming up on Thursday. We've got a huge Piston game tonight. Big one. Change the tenor of the whole series. And meanwhile, we've getting a ton of stuff about Cameron Payne, who plays for the Knicks, came off the bench. He's an energy guy, or as Gator calls him, a spaz.
He's a spaz. David Eckstein was a spaz.
Kang says he reminds him of the guy at the end of the bench that tries to come up with a handshake for every player on the team. Others might call him a glue guy. Kang calls him annoying. Here's what's come in. I've never heard of him until game one, but I already hate Cameron Payne. His stupid shooting motion and his over-the-top celebrating anytime literally anything happened.
There it is.
So these are guys... And I understand this complaint. I'm going to celebrate so much, not because I'm that excited, but I want to make sure that everyone sees that I'm on the court and had something to do with it. I'm here.
That's actually exactly what he says and does, Doug, with the arm waving. You're close.
Yeah.
If the ball goes out of bounds, he does that insane, like, I'm here, everyone look at me. If he hits a three, I'm here, everybody look at me.
There's something that happens. It's a really weird psychological thing in basketball. When there's a shot that's missed and it comes off the rim, players go up and try and tip it in. And I would say that 75% of them that tip the ball in will immediately pump their fist. And I think it's to let the whole world know, hey, that was my hand. It was me that tipped it in. Cameron Payne's the kind of guy that would never let an opportunity to bring attention that he did something for his team. Like if he set a screen and a guy caught a pass and made a shot, he would celebrate a ton to make sure everybody understands, I set the screen.
Yeah, he's the kind of guy that shows up with paper towel and says, hey, I got the napkins. Okay, I got everything. We're good. Oh, the bus ride back to the hotel, we got the pizza. I got the napkins for everybody, okay? Who needs a napkin? I got the napkins. Anybody need one?
Right.
Ananobi, you need one? Big fella, I got you.
I brought something to the table. Yeah. Matt in Farmington says, Cameron Payne, oh my God, after he made the first three-pointer in the fourth quarter and was yelling, yeah, we're here. God, I hate that guy. Rico in the Ville. Hey, Doug Gator and Kang. Cam Payne drove me crazy the other night, too. He's irritating as hell. I wanted us to win just to shut him up. And from G-Man and McComb, Spike Lee's the chump for spilling his drink on the floor. Champ is torque. Strong effort from Torque.
Are we sure that Spike didn't just wet himself? Do we know that for sure?
No, we don't. We can neither confirm nor deny. All right. So here's the other thing. The Dylan Larkin quotes. So we've read the quotes. Here is locker room clean out. Dylan Larkin saying something that people think might be him saying they were disappointed in Steve Yzerman for not pulling off a trade. And it's led to people champing him and chumping him. For these quotes alone. Here it is. What do you make of that?
I think that it wears a lot better hearing it and watching a video as opposed to reading it. Mm-hmm. If you read, like I said earlier, if you were to read the comments, then and you could take it at your own leisure and speed at reading it, you could read into that he was very critical of the general manager. When you hear it or see the video, I don't think it comes across nearly as judgmental about it. I think it just comes across as matter of fact.
Right.
You know, first part is kind of owning up that didn't do enough. We didn't win enough in March. And then that, you know, we didn't get that bump that you can get if you get other players that are added to this team at the deadline. But it's just kind of matter of fact. And I don't think anybody would disagree with that part of it. And I think most people would focus on the first part. No, you didn't win enough in March. March was horrible.
Yeah. I you know, if it's his disappointment that he didn't strike a trade, as in one never materialized, because there is that. Like if you're in the room, were the trade offers that they were able to negotiate and that other teams, what they were willing to do, you just wonder if they were so obvious to say no at. You know what I mean? If any trade offer, if they said, we're going to trade for Mitch Marner, and the offer was Lucas Raymond, they wanted Lucas Raymond, a first-round pick, Sandin Pelica, and Kosa. Right?
It's a lot.
Would everybody say no to that?
I don't know if everybody would say no to that.
You don't think so?
Because Marner is better than Raymond, clearly.
Yep.
Lucas Raymond is really good. First-round picks you don't really care about because you're not seeing them. Sandin Pelica, you haven't seen him play yet either, and you haven't seen Kosa play. And there's mixed results and reviews on Kosa right now. But to your point, I understand what you're saying. You've put together some, okay, great. Give us...
it's got to hurt.
Give us Raymond and Sider, two first-round picks, and, you know, and Franzik Nygaard or whatever, you know, the most recent first round pick.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like you're going to get somebody cheap.
No.
So maybe that's not enough what I just came up with there, but it would have to be something that that would hurt and would most people say, well, I'm not doing that. But and maybe Dylan Larkin's in the same camp. Hey, I'm just disappointed we didn't pull anything off. I'm just disappointed that no trades were there for us.
Yeah.
And I think then, when you're close to winning it, you're more willing to pay a higher price. But are you more willing to pay that high price just to get into the playoffs? Because you know what? Eisman probably could have made a trade to get into the playoffs.
But he said, yeah, and he said this 3 seasons ago, right? At the trade deadline, that he wasn't going to do something like that.
The problem
is a move that's going to be projected for the future that makes his team better for years and years to come.
The fact that they were relying on a trade deadline deal that they couldn't make is more of an indictment of the off seasons that preceded them.
Now, the issue I think the Red Wing fans are having with us now is that though Eisman may have been spot on with those comments 3 seasons ago, the fact that it's 3 seasons later and you still haven't done it and it's the same thing, it's the same problem. You're close but not good enough to put yourself over the top. Well, if you were close 3 years ago and didn't make it, the offseason should have yielded you the results to get into the playoffs,
right?
And it didn't. And then you get to the following March. Close, we're not going to go for it. We're going to go with what we got and see what we can do, and then they let you down a season ago. Okay, offseason, what are the moves that you're going to make as a GM to get us over the hump? And then the moves are Tarasenko and Gustafson and Cam Talbot, among others. It's not inspiring. And then you make the coaching change, probably too late. Nobody's going to argue that too much. And you miss out on the playoffs again by a few points this time. And you know the team totally tanked in March. Now, tank not like tanking the NBA to get a better draft pick. Tank like just things went south and you couldn't get out of it. They just had this horrific record in the month of March. It coincides with Andrew Kopp getting hurt. And then obviously Dylan Larkin, not the player he was in the Four Nations Cup because he got hurt in the Four Nations Cup and admitted to it as much. And kind of alluded to the fact that Lucas Raymond was not the same player, that he was a little banged up. So when your top players are banged up coming out of that tournament, and then you lose a guy who might be a glue guy like Andrew Kopp, that was the recipe for disaster. And now we're in another offseason where, okay, close but no cigar 3 years in a row. Do something of substance this offseason that isn't just a marginal move. I think Red Wing fans are demanding it.
Okay. An NFL writer has sounded off on a Detroit player with trade rumors around him. We'll get to what he had to say today at 146 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, if you need a garage door, how about this? Precision Garage Door Service, they can get you one in as little as 24 hours. They're the only company that has new garage doors in stock at their local warehouse. Nobody does it faster or better. So if your garage door is broken down or maybe you just need some new parts or whatever the case is, you're unhappy with it, there's only one place to call. It is Precision Garage Door Service. Give them a call today, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or here's the best part. Check out their website and go online at precisiondoormi.com, and this way you can schedule the appointment online at a time that works for you. That's right. Weekends are available also at no extra charge. So this is awesome. Either way, give them a call, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or schedule that appointment at precisiondoormi.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
So this kind of stuff has been floating around for a minute. And now a national writer has brought it up. And we are obviously in draft week here. And Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated looks at needs for all 32 teams, according to rival scouting departments. So this is different than the quotes that we had, the unplugged quotes that we had from the Athletic earlier. What you need to know about the Detroit Lions. Obviously, this is a roster that's really in solid shape, allowing for the Lions to target certain needs, and the defensive line is very much one to keep an eye on. Certainly, finding a bookend for Aiden Hutchinson has been the focus for a while for Dan Campbell and GM Brad Holmes, but I've heard more about their search for a defensive tackle within a deep class that should give them options. It makes sense. Ali McNeil's coming back off a torn ACL. Levi Onwuzurike's on a one-year deal, and DJ Reader isn't getting any younger. Then he adds this. Receiver is another spot to consider. With a fifth-year option decision coming on Jameson Williams and some in the NFL circles believing he could be traded. Some in NFL circles. That is
vague.
Vague enough to have me going, But also acknowledged the term NFL circles. Now, this story, remind you, is according to other team scouting departments. Okay? So, did Breer get this from some other scouting department? You know what I'm saying? Some other team is buying into the fact that Jameson Williams could be on the trade block. And it's gotten talked about here in Detroit. But what do you make of this wording?
I think it's safe wording to, you know, to say whatever you want.
Okay.
So would I be surprised if the Lions were shopping JMO? I would not be surprised. I would not, because they've had some trials and tribulations with him throughout his career. I think they love his talent. I think they love his the fact that he's got this youthful exuberance. He's a lot of fun to watch. But at the same time, if they've already made up their mind about not not bringing him back after the fifth year option, then you can explore this right now. Is the stock ever going to be higher?
Right.
Because if a team's going to trade for him, they'll know that they've got the fifth year in addition to the fourth year. And then it's on their hands if they wanted to extend him. So you could shop it, I guess. Or if somebody's inquiring, you can take the call. I mean, that could be part of all this. But I guess I'm not expecting it, but I wouldn't be totally surprised.
It feels to me as though it's wise to search up every possible way to make your football team better. And so if that means trading him, because if you're trading Jameson Williams, the job is to come back a better football team. It's not to win with J-Mo, it's to win. But you would have to be getting some right now impact guys, wouldn't you?
You would think, yeah, because I mean you're planning on drafting one. You know, does that go into the whole talk that the Lions, when they brought in Matthew Golden to bring him in for an interview,
yep,
or in-house workout or whatever, in-house visit? I mean, that's where that can make sense, and maybe that's just where it's people connecting dots, like we tried to do last week. What on earth does it make sense to bring this guy in? Well, if you're considering trading Jameson Williams, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't think they're really considering it, though.
Kang, what do you make of this wording, some in NFL circles?
So at this point, there's just been enough smoke or whatever you want to call it where I wouldn't be completely shocked if it happened, but I'd still be very, very surprised.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I think they should pick up his fifth year option. It seems like an easy call for me. I think he makes the team better right now than as far as some rookie coming in and trying to fill the role of third or fourth receiver, right?
Yep.
Or second receiver, really, because, you know, you got Tim Patrick as the third receiver. So many reasons why I don't think this is a thing. But then again, I can't put anything past Brad Holmes at this point. He surprises so much and so often at the draft. I just, right? Be prepared to be, just enjoy the show, as he would say. Sit back and grab some popcorn.
Yeah.
Wait for the movie to end.
Yeah. Watch the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, this feels like a move, given their, what they might need long term, where they might be trying to free up some money. This feels like it's a move about sustainability more so than win now. And I don't know that they're going to be that. I wouldn't go that far for sustainability. I can't, because if you're trading for Jameson Williams, you're trying to give him draft capital back. And I just can't imagine them giving up a player that helps them win now for draft capital.
Yeah, because he's always said, Brett Holmes always kind of said that the draft is for replenishing and adding, you know, talent. They fill needs with free agency, yep, and trades, right? That's how they do it. But you go back to the like surprising pick. One of the most surprising picks he's had was Jahmyr Gibbs, right?
Yep.
They had just signed David Montgomery before that. They still had DeAndre Swift on the roster. Now, after they went and got Jahmyr Gibbs in the draft, later on in the draft, I think it was a Saturday, they ended up trading DeAndre Swift. I don't know if there's some kind of that possibility with a J-Mo trade where they draft a receiver, then trade J-Mo later in the draft. I have no idea, but you can't put anything past Brad Holmes. You don't know what he's thinking and what their draft board looks like.
No, and we'll start to find out something this week for sure. If it might be the kind of thing that's totally contingent upon, is there a receiver that they all caps love that's still on the board at 28? And whether it's Matthew Golden or somebody else.
It's weird too, because right now if you traded Jameson Williams, you'd be creating a need you don't have. You know, and I don't like that. I think you have needs at defensive tackle, guard, edge, you know, and those aren't filled right now. But like I said, nothing surprised me, but I'd be very, very surprised. Not complete shock, but very surprised.
I think the word nothing, the term nothing surprised me, but I'd be very, very surprised.
Yeah, I know, right? That's how I feel. I don't know how else to describe it.
Yeah. Yep. This one feels like a bridge too far to me, but Albert Breer wrote about it and said he's hearing it from NFL circles, which is a very, very vague way to put it. So, all right, Pistons tonight. Good feeling, bad feeling, no feeling?
I have a good feeling. I think that they've got that there's a bad taste in their mouth. They know that they blew an opportunity on Saturday, And the only thing that could dampen that is if Isaiah Stewart's not going to play.
Yeah.
Game time decision at this point, I guess. So that would be a big damper. And the other guy's going to have to step up. But three quarters of that basketball, literally the first three quarters, was the Pistons' game to have. And they were playing the way they played all season long. And then the fourth quarter is a disaster for them in so many different ways. I expect that the learning took place quickly, and they're ready to get after it.
Mike Stone is in, and if there is breaking news at all in the next 4 hours regarding Isaiah Stewart's condition for tonight's game, you guys will have it. Hello, Michael.
Hello. Who's more crucial, Isaiah Stewart or Kerry Carpenter? 2-4-8-5.
Is this the show? Did you just give away the show?
No. Not exactly.
How is there an update on Carp? I didn't see anything.
I saw McCoskey said he's jogging, but you can't draw conclusions.
Okay. I would imagine that they would err on the side of caution and give him a couple days off. They have the day off on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is with the Tigers organization right now, they don't have outfielders. They have very little at Toledo right now. Akil Badu is probably the best option they have at Toledo right now.
Doug, more importantly, going to any of the three games?
I will probably. Wednesday? Yeah, I probably will go to one, if not two, of these games.
They're the best team in baseball right now.
You should go tonight. It's Bark at the Park.
So I won't be going tonight.
Me neither.
Yeah, because it's Bark in the Park. No, I won't be going tonight because the Pistons play.
Exactly.
And that's going to take up the priority, but I'll have all the TVs going and. Are you going? You taking Lois to Bark in the Park?
I'm not taking Lois to Bark in the Park. My brother and my niece are taking one of their dogs to Bark in the Park.
Okay.
Gotcha. So I'm curious. I kind of want to go, but at the same time, the Pistons are playing, so I can't do that.
Well, hopefully there won't be a Bark in Central Park tonight. Hopefully they will play much better.
Bravo, Michael.
For four
Bravo.
Quarters.
Yeah. I assume you have plenty of Piston talk.
Yeah, that was kind of disappointing. And the way it happened was nobody could have predicted that, but the final result was, for at least for me, was very predictable.
Yeah. All right, well, have a good show.
Thank you. And Mike is back.
Mike Valeni is back, Mike yes. And Mike Stone
yes.
is back.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Stay safe, everybody. Treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.